It's 9 o'clock. It's time to do the news.
The news.
The news. Oh, this song is so good. It's the only Bruno Mars song I like. And Bruno Mars did a commercial with Don Quixote, which is Donkey. If you've never been, go to Don. They're 24 hours. They're like 6-7 floors. They have so much stuff in there. Snacks, goods, clothing, facial, like beauty supplies.
So it's like
stationery.
It's like Miniso.
It's very similar to Daiso, but Daiso's a little bit more budget. Yeah, Daiso's very, very good in Japan as well too. But yeah, Bruno Mars did a commercial with them called "And Donkey Ikuyo." They're like, "Let's go to Donkey Don Quixote."
The best Japanese commercial. Oh, that's actually the best commercial I've ever seen. Can you start it again?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but let's turn the volume up here. I want to hear it.
This is an extended remix, so this isn't the actual like commercial, but it's, you know, you get the vibe of it. It's time for the news, everybody, and then we're gonna listen to the Don Quixote song after this as well too, which is the song that will get burned into your brain, etched into your brain like the nice Japanese pancake that have their branding on them.
No more windmills.
Let's talk about some events that are coming up. So build a synthesizer this Thursday at the Okanagan Regional Library in Vernon, BC. Thursday, 3:30 to 5:50.
Ooh, what are they building?
You learn how to build a mini synthesizer.
Like a
build a tunable console? Musical instrument featuring the 555 timer, great for old school 8-bit style chiptune music, as well as learning how sounds interact.
Yeah, that's the Atari.
The Vernon console. Winter Carnival Society at the Okanagan Regional Library in Vernon, BC.
I built one. I still have mine. I should bring it back when I come back from
absolutely
the old country there.
Absolutely. We have the Bully's Studio Gear Swap this Sunday at 12. Coming up February 20th, so 9 days from now, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, Heat Wave is back in Seattle. Heat.wav.
Finally,
yeah,
it's getting so cold out.
A night of chiptune, hardware, and dance music at everybody's favorite chiptune venue, Substation in Ballard on 45th Street, Northwest 45th Street in Seattle, Washington. And people who will be there, we've got art by Kid Camaro, Graz, Binary Fission, Danny B Style, Hair Shield, Glitch Wolf, and Soup Base Chan.
Soup?
$15 US, 21 plus at Substation. It's going to be amazing. Heatwave is such a vibe. The Pacific Noise Works, which is the chiptune collective down in Seattle, does an amazing, amazing job. February 20th, on Friday, February 21st, excuse me, up in Squamish at Trickster's Hideout on Cleveland Avenue in Squamish, the Librarian, one of the founders of Base Coast, is going to be there. Let's listen to the Donkey song, Don Quixote song. It's called Miracle Shopping. here.
Ah, geez, did Donald Trump go there?
No.
This is getting too political.
We need to listen to the Don.
Oh, I get it. It's Donald Trump and Don Quixote.
Yeah, who knows? Don Penn is so much better. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's so good. It's from 1999. And, yeah, amazing. Don Quixote is amazing. Go, you will spend an hour at minimum inside.
Nice.
And you'll lose your mind like I did, and you'll hear this song on repeat. It'll be so good.
You ever been to Surplus Herbies in Kamloops?
No.
That's the craziest store in town.
Yeah. What else is coming up? Devours, one of Vancouver's heartthrobs, also does a glambient act as the Golden Age of Wrestling, but Devours also does amazing stuff, and some chiptune stuff in there as well, too. Devours with Maneater and Piss, Piss the band.
Piss.
Yeah, at the Rickshaw on Saturday, March 8th, coming up. That's 254 East Hastings. That's the Rickshaw Theater. So good. And that is an album release. Sports Car Era, the new release coming out from Devours. So shout out Jeff. We love him. LSR City Cyberpunk at Pacific Coliseum, March 15th. And Forboden is coming up in May. And so that's kind of all I've got. Oh, the Retro Games Expo. The date was just announced a little while ago. Keep it on your calendars. Vancouver FM will be back there. June 14th, Saturday, June 14th at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo 2025.
Retro.
Yeah, if you find yourself in Seattle, go check out that. Yeah, Don Quixote. It's so good. Mm-hmm. All right, here, let's sing along. Get ready. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Don Quixote. All right.
Does this play all the time, or
yeah,
we need a palate cleanser?
We will, but. The next track we're going to play after the amazing Miracle Shopping by Don Quixote. Tell us a little bit about Otomo Yoshihide.
Oh, this one. Oh.
Well, you waxed poetic about it.
Oh, yeah. No, this is one of my favorite CD releases. You know how CDs have the random button and the repeat button and has different functions of it? Anyway, this album by Otomo Yoshihide, what year was this? 96, right? 97. It's not going to tell us. That's not going to tell us.
It might.
Anyway, really takes advantage of the craziness of the CD. It's designed so you just put in your CD player and hit random.
93.
Oh, wow. Early CDs. So the thing is, the CD contains viruses. And I think people didn't know how technology worked back then, because I don't think you can get a virus from listening to CDs, from playing a CD. Anyway, an audio CD anyway. But yeah, so they said don't play it from track to end, track beginning to end, because it'll destroy the viruses on the CD. Somebody uploaded it all in linear order, so the viruses are dead, so you'll be fine, but yeah, it'll play a little
bit. It's just
bit
the out. Audio.
It's a great palate cleanser after the Don Quixote palate yes. song. Play it really loud.
Yeah, we will. All right, Otomo Yoshihide. Let's tune in, everybody.
Yeah,
you're listening
it's
to...
Bitcoover. Vancouver's only Bitcoover. Bitcoover. Sorry.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, broadcasting on Sirius FM 90.1 FM. Okay, we'll be right back.
から各局同時多発ゲリラ時間について再度総合手配をする第一現場目白PS管内目白2丁目10番の2目白PS9庁舎である発生時間は5時0分状況詳細は不明であるが丸平は可燃物を利用して9庁舎にゲリラ行為を行い現状から ハイエースの緑色の車両にて王子方向に逃走するも途中車両を戸塚管内に遺留し現状から徒歩にて総武線に乗車新宿 宿駅から総武線に乗車いずれかに逃走中であるマルヒ民着コウ、年齢28歳から35歳ぐらい、170センチから175センチぐらい、かつ普通で白の上着を着ており、メガネを使用、マルヒオス、30歳から35歳ぐらい、168センチから175センチぐらいで、ハプパーマ、体格小太り、小色のジャンパー。続いて第2現状、福生 PS 管内、福生市熊川266番の2、福生 PS。
ではイラク情勢についてお伝えします。アメリカ、イギリス、フランスの3カ国合同軍は13日夜、日本時間の今日午前2時過ぎからイラクに対する攻撃を開始しました。
94ခုနှစ်မြန်မာဆိုရှယ်လစ်လမ်းစဉ်ပါတီတို့ထောက်ပံ့ငွေပေးရေးဥပဒေ1994ခုနှစ်ပြည်သူ့လွှတ်တော်ဥပဒေအမှတ်3ပုံစောမောင်ဗိုလ်ချုပ်ကြီးဥက္ကဋ္ဌနိုင်ငံတော်ညီဝုပြည်ပြမှုတိဆောက်ရေးအဖွဲ
့
this is a wild album.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Definitely palate cleanser. But, yeah, oh, yeah, it's all Japanese commercials and noise. And it's weird to listen to.
So good, so good.
Apparently Stockhausen remixed it. Aside from a single write-up, I can't find any evidence of that ever happening. I check every couple of years.
I'll do some digging. I'll see what I can find. Mm. My Google foo is pretty strong.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty good, too, but... I don't know.
All right. We are now, the moment you've all been waiting for, unboxing an anime figurine. So good, so good. Because this is great. Because I've never bought an anime figurine before. And she's super cute. She's Golf Miku from the Holiday Memories
finally,
series.
Finally, Hatsune Miku in the flesh.
In the flesh.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Plastic. Here, we'll do a proper unboxing on the radio. The box itself, you know, I would say it's a medium figurine. It's not a small, it's not a massive figurine, but it's a good, like, desktop size figurine.
Yeah.
Made by Bandai. And the company that produces the Vocaloid software, of which Hatsune Miku is one of the voices, you can, and you're listening to the Snow Miku song from, the Snow Miku, every year there's Hatsune Miku themed Snow Miku for the Sapporo Snow Festival, and every year they invite they have an art competition, and then the winning design gets a whole bunch of promo stuff and really cool stuff, and a different design each year, and there's also an official song that gets released, so super, super cool. So yeah, but this figurine is from the Hatsune Miku Holiday Memories, and this is
Garfield.
Yeah, Gorufu. Golf. Gorefu. 1,200 yen. So about $10 Canadian. Definitely saved some money.
Oh, it's taped shut here. Use my keys.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't think I have my knife with me. Nice. All right, we're going to use this one.
Use the pom-pom-pourri.
Yeah, pom-pom-pourri. Oh, I'm glad he stayed on.
Yeah, it keeps on falling off, though. I keep screwing it back on.
Yeah, normally you're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to be really nice, because then you can sell your figurines later.
Why did you buy it, then?
I bought it to display on my desk.
Okay, good.
Because I'm not about that, exclusive life. All right, and on the inside, we have some QR codes.
Oh, let's scan it.
Yeah. Here you go.
I'm going to get a virus.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't want to anymore. Yeah.
Well, and then we have some cardboard on the top. Oh, I see some Miku.
Oh.
Am I going to have some assembly required? Nice. Perfect. All right. Nothing else in the box, but yeah, feel free to look at the box. Tell me what you see there.
It's cardboard.
Okay.
It's cardboard.
Oh, here's Miku. It's just Miku, so her hair. Oh, I have to put her together.
Ah, she's bald.
No, she's got a hat.
Oh, okay.
But she's currently in short hair mode. Okay, so we have a couple different pieces
here. I
don't
like this Miku anymore.
No, Miku's great. What are you talking about, man?
Well, she doesn't have her hair.
Okay, so we're gonna need. I might need to go get my little. I think we can go get an X-Acto knife. I'll be right back. Hold down the fort, Plastic Owl.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Talk about Miku.
Miku. I don't know who she is. I like her, though. She's not real. It's like a computer program that she makes music from?
Like,
do they just type in the text, or...?
Yeah, you can type in the text.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can just type in the text and then it makes her sing.
And then she'll sing it. You can also put it in.
She has the same.
Yeah,
she has the same talent level that I am, but she sounds good.
Okay, so we've got a couple of. This is going to be a bit of a process
here. There's a lot of parts to this.
There is a lot of parts.
It didn't look like there were parts on the box.
No, but I mean, sometimes you have to put things together. Okay, so those are the stands to hold her. Let's get the golf club out. Nice. Let's just keep listening to some Snow Miku songs.
That's a putter, isn't it?
No, that's a wedge.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I went golfing?
Well, I know that when we played, like, Mario Golf, you're like, and I didn't know that. And next time, if you don't like a video game, like, let me know beforehand.
I like the Mario Golf better than real life golf.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, so we did a grade 8 sports day. I don't know. I was sick for the sign-up day, so I just got the leftover one. And so I got stuck with golf, and they took us all golfing to the golf golf club there, and like everything I did was wrong, and like the guy, I think it was like a dad or something, who took us, and I don't know whose parent it was. It wasn't anybody in our group, and there was like me, there was another really slow kid, and then there was a kid who was really, really, really good at it.
Yeah.
And we were all in grade 8, so we were all like 13. How old are grade 8s? 13, 14 years old? I think we're all 13.
Yeah, 12, 13.
Yeah. And so I was golfing, and like, it was just like, it gave me a lot of respect for people who can golf really well, that yeah. It's like, you know, have the accuracy and the drive and the range. It's like, I was able to hit it far, but I wasn't accurate at all. And then they told me, Graham, he went in the wrong direction. I was like, You were all hitting in the same direction. Why was it different for me? It was just really frustrating. I did not have a good time. Some kids got to go paintballing. Other ones got to do water polo. A few of them got to do horses. They got to ride horses. Some of them played football. Some of them went wrestling. I went golfing.
Okay, I am currently assembling Miku's hair.
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
And you got a scalpel, so there's a little surgery here.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's a box cutter. Never mind.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay.
I think one she's responsible for the hole in the ozone with all the hair products she uses to keep her delicate. Hair standing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, Miku's not ozone friendly.
No, she's not. She doesn't even contain matter. That's the worst part about it. She's a hologram. Except now she's plastic.
Plastic. Just like you.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. That seems right. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Hair. Hatsune Miku's hair has been installed. Great. Now I need to... Oh, that's probably to hold up her hair there.
Is there support for her hair?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering how.
And then her.
The thing about anime is, I always wonder, how do they do their hair? Like, I've never seen people in real life with hair like that. The anime hair. It's wild stuff.
This is a lot harder than I expected.
Is there instructions?
Not really. Let's see. That's. No, that definitely goes that way. Okay.
Yeah, in the box, she's kind of like just like a. Holding yes. The end of it there.
Okay, this is kind of difficult here. I think it just kind of. Oh no! It goes this way. It goes this way. She's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's holding it that way. Okay, so that. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Okay. All right. And then we got to figure out.
I don't think you have her in all the way.
No, I don't.
Oh, you gotta do it after.
Yeah. And then, I'm not sure what these are for. Maybe it goes like, maybe this goes like this to support her hair. Ooh. Oh man, this is, oh, we're getting there, folks. Okay, cool. And then this probably goes underneath the big hair and holds it out like that.
Okay. One in Japan, doing the anime world, one must have.
Oh my goodness!
An engineering degree to style hair.
Yeah, you gotta graduate from Tokyo University for this. Okay. Let's make sure we're all kind of down here. Hooray! Hooray! We did it! Miku! Miku Golf! Amazing!
You should put a picture on your...
On my social medias?
Social media.
Yeah, I should. Okay, so these little, like, flimsy things are... Yeah, that's amazing. I love it. That was worth $10. $1,200 yen. Thanks for the keys.
Oh, thanks.
The pom-pom keyreen.
Yeah, I got a pom-pom puri keychain.
From the gacha. Oh, I did a whole bunch of gacha.
Gacha? Yeah. Gacha bon? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got one too. Here, I'll go get mine.
Yes, please. Oh, look at that, Miku. Yeah.
I'll leave you awkwardly on the radio by yourself.
Thanks. I'll hang out with my anime figures on here. Amazing. Yes, this was great. This is super good. I will have this up at my desk here at CJSF. And then after a little bit, I will take it home. But Miku is wearing, she's got her characteristic long blue hair. She's got a golf.
It's blue?
A golf club. No, it is blue. It's like,
I thought it was green.
It's a mix. It's blue, green, it's turquoisey kind of thing.
It looked absolutely green to me.
Yeah.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah. She's got pink shoes with matching green blue, the same kind of bluish green of her hair. She's got a pink skirt and a golf shirt with white and pink, and she's got HM on the embroidery, and she's also
For Hatsune Miku.
Yeah, she's got a golf hat as well, a visor. Amazing. Yeah, these are really good. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, her hair just fell out.
I know.
Oh, she'll be okay.
She'll be fine. Yeah. Definitely, this is...
What other Hatsune Mikus did they have there?
Oh, they had a lot. There were... I have...
Was there a football Hatsune Miku?
I mean, there probably is. I know that in this series, like the holiday series, there's definitely there's a picnic Miku as well, too.
Like a holiday, like Christmas holiday. It's like going on holiday.
Holiday memories, Hatsune Miku series. We're just listening to some of the Snow Miku themes. They, in addition to the Snow Miku stuff, they've also got a Snow Miku sculpture at the Sapporo Snow and Ice Festival.
How did they support the hair?
Oh, yeah. You know, funny thing is, maybe about 10, 12 years ago, there was a figure that collapsed because it was thin, spindly legs and then a whole bunch of snow on top. And so they're like, yeah, no, you can't do that anymore.
Made out of snow.
Wow. All right, let's see what other ones are in the... Oh, we've got Miku with a camera.
Aww.
We've got Miku hiking. There's Miku golf. That's the one I've got.
Yeah.
What else? Looks like there's only like maybe three or four from this series. Well, now I'll have to start collecting them all. Yeah. No, it'd be great. No, this is great. So like I'm golf. Glad. I'm glad
you
pick, I
think you
found it.
I think you picked the good one.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The golf is pretty vibes. She's got poles to hold up her hair, so
that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And she's got the golf club and kicking up the back foot and everything. 10 out of 10, very nice. The assembly, I was like, it'll just be all in there. Nope. It was some assembly required. It was good stuff. Yeah, the Sapporo Snow Festival. It was great. It was the 75th anniversary of the Snow Festival.
75
years. Yeah, and it started out as just a, how would you say, just like people making snow sculptures. And then a couple years later, the Japanese military, the Japanese Ground Self-Defense Forces, something like that, they helped build some more large-scale stuff, and they've been going pretty much every year since then. There is also the ice carving festival.
Ice?
Yeah, in Susukino. So in Odori Park, which is the main kind of big public park in Sapporo, they have, 12, 14 blocks closed off, all filled with snow sculptures.
That's
I saw Pikachu, I saw Kirby, I saw some Hokkaido bears, I saw Pikachu. Miku, I saw some Japanese architecture that was, 10, 12 meters high kind of thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, serious, massive, big sculptures. Small ones as well, too. They even had a little snow slide where you could slide out of a cup of ramen noodles.
Ooh.
It was great. Yeah, the good old cup noodle slide.
Mm.
They had lots of food and vending machines.
Ooh.
Yeah, all sorts of really good, both Hokkaido and Japanese and international food.
Did you have a Sapporo?
Yes, there were many Sapporos consumed in Sapporo. Sapporo Classic is better than regular Sapporo, just saying, but it's hard to find here.
What was that? Oh, it was the Orion Black.
Orion Black is very good, yeah. Orion, I think, is from... I don't think it's... I think Orion is from Tokyo. Yeah, but it's, Sapporo is known for good quality beer. Yeah.
Mm.
Nago. Yeah, Okinawa.
Oh.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah,